846-4CA.
It's 7 minutes to 11. Gavin King with you on the 4CA Talk Show this morning. Going to talk back now. Lots of calls coming in as well. We really appreciate it. 1-300-872-911. Dan from Ocean Beach is on the line. Dan, good morning. What would you like to chat about?
Oh, good morning, Gavin. How are you going?
Very well, mate. Very well.
Mate, I heard you mention earlier about development of cane farms for...
Yes.
For housing. I'm on the Barron Delta here out at Machin's Beach, mate. I just wanted to chime in on that. On that idea,
because
it's been floated a few times in the past where, you know, developers would love to get their hands on those cane farms, mate, and put in housing estates.
Yes.
The big issue with that is, Gavin, is that every wet season, when we do get a bit of minor to sometimes to major flooding, that is a designated delta where, you know, the Barron River and all the northern creeks right through to Trinity Park. They'll basically bust their banks, mate, and flood across the cane range. And I've been here for 25 odd years, and I've seen it numerous times. You know, usually once a wet season, sometimes twice. Occasionally, some years we don't get it at all.
Yeah,
but the water comes up really quick to a certain point, and it's very close to a lot of existing housing, and that, and then it stops because of the delta effect where it does flood across all those cane farms. Now, if they were to develop that, they'd obviously have to fill it and raise all these lots above the 100-year flood line. And so when you do get those events where, you know, the Barron Falls are in full roar and whatnot, there's going to be too much water for the Barron River and the associated creeks to handle. So it's going to just raise, elevate that water level. So it only really needs to go another half a metre or so higher. And the water basically would run through all of the northern beaches.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know?
Well, certainly living... Yeah, sorry to jump in there. Yes, I mean, I live just up the road from you in Holloway's Beach over the last couple of years. So I certainly have seen that myself. I mean, let's dive into it a little bit then, Dan. So there's no engineering solution to ever being able to build on those delta floodplains, is what you're saying?
I can't see any unless they're talking some along the lines of a massive dam up the top there, mate, or turn Lake Placid into a massive dam gorge or something
Which is never going to happen, that's for sure.
Never going to happen. I mean, and look, I can't see it happening either way, Gavin, unless, you know, there's two rules for developers and one for everybody else. Because I know, for instance, here at Machin's Beach, our Southern Creek, Reddins Creek, which acts as an overflow as well when the delta's bursting. That's been silted and blocked up for close to 10 years now. And every king tide during wet season, the locals get down there in the middle of the night with a couple of shovels and try and release it.
Jeez.
And we have to be careful because if council catches on or whatever, EPA mobs, you know, there's massive fines on it.
So what do you mean that Reddin, what do you mean that the Reddin is, it gets, what, from silt or something? It gets blocked up?
Yeah. Look, it just gets a build up of sand. And next thing you know, like it's right up to the bridge now. And the sand is that high now that it's going to take a major, major flood to bust it open. And look, it eventually will happen naturally. That's how the cycle goes. But, you know, when it gets to that point, it's pretty risky. I mean, and all the environmental government hurdles we're going to jump through just to open that up and just to allow, you know, the flooding to reduce a little bit. Because that makes a big difference to probably about 30 houses in Machin's Beach that back onto that particular creek wouldn't flood in the top of the wet because of that being closed up. And also, I'm not a scientific expert on this matter, but just from local history, it seems to be a much healthier waterway when it flows and becomes fully properly tidal again, you know?
Yeah, nice.
So, you know, if we can't do that, surely they can't go and plow their cane fields down and build housing estates and dump, you know, millions of cubic meters of dirt in there, and then that way, you know, when the delta does break, the water would have nowhere to go except through Machin's, Holloway's, Yorkies, possibly all the way out to Trinity Park.
So, I mean, Dan, have you cast your eyes a bit further then, if the cane fields are off limits in terms of that Delta floodland there on the northern beaches near where we where you and I both live? Mate, what's the answer then? How do we accommodate people? Because people are still going to move to Cairns over the coming decades, in fact. So, I mean, where the bloody hell do we house everyone?
Well, I think probably... pretty much, I think the Northern Beaches is done and dusted.
It is. Yeah, you know? Exactly.
I mean, maybe some of that acreage estate there at Bakakwara and whatnot, Clifton wouldn't be bad. But I don't think there's residents out there would have a bar of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. It's still not a lot of land there. That's for sure.
No. I think the natural progression will likely be, which we're starting to see now, is Gordonvale, Edmonton area becoming a satellite city, there's a lot of people who live and work down the south side there now who don't necessarily need to commute daily into Cairns itself. I think as that southern corridor there through to Innisfail starts to build more and more, you'll find that there'll be more and more job opportunities and whatnot down that way as well, you know, to build up to what like Ipswich is now to Brisbane. People who live in this state don't commute to Brisbane for work. Very few do. Some do, obviously. Mm. But, it becomes a self-sufficient city of its own.
In itself, yeah.
And
exactly.
I can't see any other way around it but besides developing that way.
Yeah. And what about on the anywhere on the Tablelands? I mean, obviously that requires some significant road infrastructure, of course, to get up there.
Well, definitely. I mean, ideally, I think... In the long-term future, you know, if they did build the super tunnel or something that actually works really well for a quick commute up the Tablelands, well, then the next step would be to move the international airport to the top of the range. You know what I mean? Now, the airport land itself has already been filled to keep the runway and the airport above the flood line. So, you know, that could be a massive development opportunity.
That land would be
worth the cost of building that tunnel, I'd imagine.
Yes, exactly. Wow, and what a spot! Yeah.
Especially if you put high density housing in there. You know, you're talking tens of thousands, if not more, of people who could be accommodated there. So.
Well, I think the other thing too, Dan, is there's a limit on, and obviously we don't want to build Gold Coast skyscrapers here in the Cairns CBD, but it is always a limit on how high we can go in the CBD because of that flight path. So, you know, long term, you relocate the airport, as you said, with better access to the Tablelands. You not only open up the land that you've just talked about at the actual airport, it potentially frees up some slightly higher density here in the CBD. So, very interesting indeed.
That's a debate for another day, I guess, whether you want to sprawl the backdrop of our beautiful hills or not, you know. But
Exactly.
Yeah, I think I'll stay clear of that one for now.
All right, we've dove into enough as it is. Dan, we've got to get to the 11 o'clock news. We're a little bit late, but, mate, I really appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom, Gavin.
That's Dan at Mations Beach. Very, very well said. As Dan says, look, it's just not possible to develop on those Delta floodlands where the cane fields currently are. So we've got to look elsewhere. And, that certainly is a big debate to have, the future of Cairns Airport. Wow, really sinking our teeth into the big topics today. Should that be relocated long term? Better access to the Tablelands up to the airport, and that frees up that land, but also potentially... I guess, frees up the airspace, which is always those flight paths are a serious brake, serious handbrake on going up higher here in the city.